So we're holding now still within the Indian of Bachar, speaking about taking advantage of the time period that you have. We spoke about this yesterday, that you continue in a bad path, not to fall into this trap of like, oh, I don't regret anything that I did in the past. No, you should regret. You should regret. You should feel bad that this, because there is a good way of living, there's a bad way of living. And the bad way of living, unfortunately, although you should be happy where you are, Baruch Hashem, today, but at the end of the day, if you could go back in time, it's better to make the right decision of what affects you today more positively. Because you imagine, if you lived your life better that many years ago, it's like saving money. Think about it like this. I kick myself all the time. When I was, my wife and I were first married, and we had our chasana money, I should have been so smart. Well, I should have been smart. I should have put away some of that money, put it into an IRA account, connected to this bank, this amount of interest, or even simply just putting it away, not touching it. Can you imagine? What? One Bitcoin. I don't think it existed when I got married, but nonetheless, you're right. Could you imagine now today, how much is one Bitcoin? One Bitcoin is $89,000. What? $89,000. It goes up and down literally every 2 seconds. What's the Nakud? The Nakud is, I remember when I was teaching in Yeshiva, one of the Bachurim were telling me, oh, it's $25,000. I'm thinking about getting it. At the time, it was $25,000. It's like, wow, that's crazy. It's too expensive for one Bitcoin. Can you imagine?
When you were in Yeshiva,
how? Not when I was in Yeshiva. When I was a Rebbe in Yeshiva, one of my Talmidim was telling me he was going to buy.
When it peaked at $30,000, I thought to myself, that's it, I lost out.
Yeah, right? Can you imagine?
It's so bad.
What's the Nakud? The Nakud is kicking yourself. So how come we don't have the same relationship when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs? Could you imagine? Everyone says, what do you mean? You know, by the way, they make it into an industry nowadays. Oh, I was off the derech, I have a bad journey, and I can talk and be mechazik you and talk about how stupid and dumb I was. And I was in Hollywood and I was an actor and all this. And look at me, look, I can talk in front of you. I'm such a great role model. I think adarabo. I think a person should be ashamed. Yeah, I'm taking an extreme example. Obviously, I'm joking, but it's derech melita, but I'm joking slightly, but I think there is a true nakuda here, which is that like we turned it into an industry of people who are like, wow, they went from this place to here, and look. Maybe they should be ashamed of it. It's like somebody getting up and be like, I one time had the opportunity to buy Coca-Cola at $2, and now look at me. Oh, wow, look at me. I'm still poor. Yeah, shkoyach, okay? Shkoyach. You don't celebrate your failures. You don't celebrate the shots you missed. You celebrate the shots you made. Again, both are true, but I'm bringing out a very important nakuda. Obviously, I agree. That's someone who grew and steigd, what? I don't know what you're referring to. Koman the what?
The Rahmani.
That everything God does, this is amazing. I've never heard this. So when I do something stupid, it's God's fault?
No, but after
the fact. This is even nachti Yiddishkeit. What do you mean? Like, because I did drugs and had needles out of my arm. This is God doing it, not me. I did it. I hate to break it to you. When the person does something wrong, they did it. How your life affected you, how life happened, of course, yes. Ultimately, how things happen, that's ultimately a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But how you react to it is you. So don't blame God for your stupidity. Not you, Nassim Meir, you're amazing. But other people. Again, I'm bringing out an extreme point that I don't even necessarily hold to so much of what I'm saying, but I'm bringing out a nakuda, which I think is a true nakuda, which is, how come we don't relate to past averas or past missed opportunities for mitzvahs the same way that we don't relate to it also in terms of a lost investment? Nobody's sitting here being like, yeah, I'm amazing. Look at me. I missed the opportunity to buy Bitcoin at $25,000. No, you kicked yourself. You're upset at yourself. Your mom is about to click that button on the computer. Your mom is right there. Transfer the money. You're like, nah, it's a dumb investment. How dumb do you feel afterwards now? You could be a millionaire, or billionaire. And why?
Yeah, but you knew the odds.
What?
You don't regret it. You knew the odds then.
Well, okay, listen, you never know. I would say most people feel dumb about it. If they had really the straight up the opportunity. There are people that I know who are in the development, who are in real estate. Wow, that's okay. That, I don't want to talk about that. But the point is, you have some people who drive by on the highway. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry, but you have people on the highway that drive by certain properties. Like, I had the opportunity to buy that land and to develop it, and I'm kicking myself that I didn't get a chance to do it. I'm kicking myself I didn't pull the trigger. I was scared. I was concerned. I was nervous. And look, you see, I know people like this that literally will kick themselves, and they have to drive by that piece of land and that property that somebody else bought it, somebody else developed it, somebody else is sitting there with massive millions of dollars in passive income coming out of that building. Say, like, how come I didn't pull the trigger on that? So lahavdil fefais, that's not worth it to be upset about. What's worth it is to be upset about the time that I had the opportunity to do all those things and I didn't. Okay, but it's much easier to worry about money than it is to worry about your ruchnis. Yes.
Plenty of people, including myself, who feel bad that they didn't start learning Torah when they were younger.
There you go. So, I mean, so this is a great question. You're asking a wonderful question. Should you feel these feelings? I think that's it's more nuanced. I would say it's complex. On the one hand, you had no control. Literally, I would say anybody who met the definition of Tiferes Nishpu, who literally was a child who didn't have a choice in terms of their, I would say you meet that definition or met that definition. And Baruch Hashem that you're here and you can't sit in a world where you regret those things. But I said before, we said this yesterday, which was referring to somebody who grew up religious, who grew up with a sense of an idea of what does it mean to live a positive life. And now today, again, it's a whole industry today of talking about how, yeah, I didn't do this and I didn't do that, but now, Baruch Hashem, I'm a little bit happier now. But how much happier could you be now if you didn't do those things? Instead of talking about how that, because why? I think it to a degree, it concretizes that it's okay, like I said before, to have the, what did we call it yesterday?
That's your
Elul's mind. That is my own assumption.
Let's say your sharpness girl, talking about the
muscles, yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're growing, they're yes. growing, they're becoming, right?
Yes.
And if they would have started on the, they would have pushed for Yiddishkeit earlier before they were ready for it, there would be nothing left and they wouldn't have ended up in Tomer Devorah.
That's an amazing assumption. You also made an assumption. I disagree with you. I think that if a person had a healthy sense of standards.
Okay, so Shkaya, so I'm telling you guys, you know, over there, and all my friends over there, if you would have started too early, it wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
I disagree with you.
Okay. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong.
And this is why I said it. Because I think that exact point, I think you have to rethink, reevaluate that perspective.
I thought about that point. That
Baruch Hashem, so you continue to think. You didn't think about it. You didn't think about it because I don't think you have a very healthy relationship to either side. Meaning you have two extreme one opinion that you can't even handle the other opinion. Like I said before, I'm saying an opinion that I may or may disagree, but I'm bringing out one nekuda. If you can't even value or balance the other perspective, it means you have a very unhealthy attachment to one perspective. It needs to be a balance of, well, yes, maybe no. Maybe there's a value here, maybe there's a value there. But the one thing that is not helpful and not healthy is that a person should say, no, that's okay. That is a defense mechanism rather than saying, you know what, halavai. And this is exactly the entire Yisoyer. Read together. If you're reading the Peleoyer, it's talking about how a bacher should be able to take advantage of the time period that he had, and you're saying, no, that's not fair, that's not nice, then there's something wrong with us who are reading the Peleoyer rather than the Peleoyer. The Peleoyer is fine. The Peleoyer is perfect. The Peleoyer is saying a very specific point. Which is saying that the Mei Bachruso is a time period to take advantage of the youth and vigor that you have and the life of potential. We, too often in our generation, take away all, we refuse to allow people to think about potential, or even, yes, to feel bad about the loss of potential, because the loss of the potential should spur you towards growing in that further potential. But we go too much to the extreme to say that, no, it's okay, it's not a big deal. Why? Because we're, quote unquote, scared that nothing will come out of it. We're scared, constantly scared. You can't be mechanich. And Mr. Hashem, you want to go into chinuch? This is a very important yisoy. Don't be scared of being mechanich. Don't be scared of allowing people to feel a certain level of guilt that you can then guide them to how to grow. This may be a controversial opinion. I don't care if it's controversial. It's true or not true.
So now you answer my opinion.
Go for it.
If you're going to feel bad about
yes.
it in the past, make sure that it's going to help you grow.
Correct. But no. So the other chilek I'm saying is that if it's not going to help you grow, I would still try because you still have to be a mature adult. Because the fact that, oh, yuvei, something may be negative come out of it, is not a reason not to think big. It's not a reason not to think in a larger perspective. Don't be scared to be mechanech. Be mechanech applies to other people and applies to yourself. You can't be scared to be mechanech. You can't be scared. How many times you have parents who say, oi, my child who is 8 years old is still using a pacifier, still sleeping in my bed. By the way, if you don't understand that this type of stuff happens, it happens. Ma'is b'chol yoyim. The kids who are literally 8 or 9 years old still with pacifiers because the parents are too scared to take it away from them because, oi vey, it's going to cause a lot of trauma to the kid. You think I'm joking? I know quite a few stories exactly like this. Kids still wearing diapers at 10. I'm not even joking. What? This is, yes. There are situations where kids literally still are incapable of being able. It's not, believe me. Okay, the kids are still sleeping in the room. You hear this? And then they turn it into like a shita. What do you mean? This is called attachment theory. This is called that the parents have to be there for the child and make sure, because God forbid, as people will get up and scream in the middle of a shir, what do you mean? You want kids to feel the parents don't love them? Being scared of chinuch, you can never be scared of chinuch. There are going to be times where you're going to have to be tough with your child. And there are times you have to be tough with yourself. And yes, and times you have to be tough with your talmidim. Doesn't mean you don't love them.
Yeah, but Rebbe
doesn't mean you don't care about them.
Rebbe also said that
yes.
Even if it doesn't add anything come out of it, it's still good to do it. So that's basically...
I don't say basically. Don't.
No, plugging that
don't
exactly buzzically back into Rebbe's saying, Rebbe should just scream at his kid because they need to learn to be tough. Not because they did something wrong.
So no, that's not what I said.
That's exactly what Rabbi said. When Yitzchak asked that question,
that's not what I said. Okay, okay. I want to ask. I want to take a show of hands. I want to take a show of hands in the room. Did anybody say that Rabbi Kosorla said you should yell at your kid about the, and if even if nothing comes out of it, it's okay? Did I say the words? And by the way, I want to the standard here is that's exactly what you said.
You said when Rebbe said...
No, I didn't say that. Okay, so Rabbi Hashem, listen, Mayor, we love you.
It's not going to bring you to something good. You said, yes, it's...
It's still worthwhile. No, it's... No, he was referring to the idea of it's going to even make you feel slightly sad, or even it's going to make you feel sad. It's not worth it.
It's not going to bring you to a place of doing good.
And maybe, yeah. So, yeah, what's the problem with that?
So then why not just scream at your kid for no reason?
But there's nothing to do with the other. There's nothing to do with the other. No, there's nothing to do with the other. Like I said before... Making sure that you have a standard of what's called normal or abnormal, what's called right or what's wrong, what's called a good direction and a bad direction, standards. The way that we turn and change standards, being like, what do you mean? If it makes you feel sad, then it's not real, then it's not really important. It's not. You can't decide hashgafa based off of emotion. You have to do it based off of what's real, what's not real, what's true, what's not true. And then yes, b'darchei darchei noyam, go through it in a positive way, in a healthy way. But it should never be that you're coming from a place of fear of being scared. You have to not be scared of being mechanech.
I see parents at dafka mechanech because they're afraid of their kid. What if their kid goes off?
Right, right. It's 100%.
Sometimes
I agree with you.
I would be afraid not to have parata, unlike the fact that I wasn't learning earlier.
Right.
You know what are you supposed to do?
Why take that away from him? But Yitzchak, why take that away from Yitzchak? I told him. I said he for sure he has a din. But is that why is that a problem that a person shouldn't feel at the end of the day? At the end of the day, a person should say yes. You know what? But can you imagine how great of a Talmid Chacham I would be? How I would be able to learn Torah at the highest level if I didn't have those problems? And a person, and that's okay. And embrace that. And embrace it. Don't be scared of it, Daniel. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I'm missing 50 years. I'm really missing 50 years.
I think someone like Yitzchak with his work ethic. Can you imagine with his work ethic, his Mesiras Nefesh, his Hasmada? Can you imagine where he would be learning? And he should feel sad about it. At the same time, our job is to tell Yitzchak that we love him.
That's clearly not what Hashem
wants. Don't blame Hashem. Don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And definitely don't. You don't have to serve as his. Again, it. You're so scared of the emotion that it stops you from thinking about to explore the emotion. You're so scared that he's going to feel that, oi, if I feel bad, then therefore what? I'm not going to learn? For someone like Yitzchak, can you imagine where he would be? Because he has the proper mindset and work ethic that although he feels bad about it, he still continues every single day. What's different about Yitzchak about everybody else? Because I think that today we have a... I feel like that today, this is exactly what the Pelagius has been saying, that we feel like that today, to a large degree... We're so scared of feeling the emotion and letting it actually be real, and then having maturity to know what to do with that emotion in a healthy way. And we are so scared of even talking about it, and even so scared of even broaching it, that we don't even give the students or a talmidim or ourselves the opportunity to know what to do with that emotion and how to put it into a proper, healthy place. Okay? That's the nekuda. Shkoyach.